Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I wonder if they knew this was going to happen this year and they just had to eat it, or if they were not considering this when the NFL made this change last year.
So what happened?
Well, normally this is one of the funnest days of the NFL schedule, but because it has fallen on this very crucial election day, nobody's paid attention.
So what's going on in the NFL?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Today is election day.
Mm-hmm.
It is also NFL trade deadline day. So in years past, these things would have never intersected.
Yeah, a little horse trading.
Yeah, for those who don't know, the NFL trade deadline is on a Tuesday every year as we get halfway through the season.
Mm.
And up until last year, it was after the eighth week of the season.
Mm-hmm.
They moved it back a year because they wanted more teams to know where they stood. Teams that have now been out of it can start trading. Teams that think they're contenders now have the ability to make a move. So this is the first year it is where it is. It just so happened to fall
right on the day.
The one thing that will be able to swallow up the attention that the NFL wants to get to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you think of another thing that could happen in the world short of a...
would be a catastrophe.
Yes, declaration of war or a horrible terrorist event that would swallow up news from the NFL.
It would have to be a super famous person's death.
That ain't even going to do it.
No, I don't think so.
Super ass famous.
No.
Or unless
no,
there's like
some
a shocking.
Deaths.
Yeah, like
there's
unless
some
they
deaths
were,
that you would get, oh my God.
Like a young person.
No, I'm talking super ass famous person.
Yeah. I'm talking president. Okay, like if the president were to die.
Not even. I'm talking more celeb out of politics.
Give me one.
Oprah.
No, I don't think that
Oprah.
That'd be a big deal.
Oprah drops dead.
I'm not trying to besmirch Oprah.
No, but the world stops. The world stops.
I don't think the world stops if
Paul
Oprah.
Paul McCartney.
No, he's going to die any minute.
I think you got to go younger for it to be a bigger deal.
So give me a younger big deal. Oh, Taylor Swift.
Okay, I don't think if Taylor Swift dies.
I don't know.
Are you kidding
that
me,
would
man?
Take over everything.
Half of this country, every little girls everywhere. Would be dressed in black.
What you would... Okay, here's what you're not
it
considering.
It would affect every household with kids.
Here is what you're not considering. And again, we're not wishing death on these people. This is...
No.
This
what if Grand Funk cancels their summer tour?
Kimmy doesn't even know who that is.
We play Grand Funk.
Name one Grand Funk song.
We're an American band.
He doesn't
American
even
band.
American band. On the most patriotic day of the year, she doesn't even know American band. No,
do
look.
Too.
Here's what you're not considering.
What?
All right? If this got so morbid so
well,
fast.
Well, you asked me a question. I try to
what
answer
would
it.
Then, you, die.
Then, I give you a celebrity. I got to keep going up the ladder, and you keep getting pissed.
We're trying to think of something shocking. It would have to be something shocking.
And that would be a huge shark.
Something shocking is probably going to be kind of depressing.
All right, let's walk through deaths of celebrities.
Mm.
If Oprah dies, half of the country, and I don't mean to sound crass, it wouldn't affect their day in any way.
Mm.
Like the majority of men
well,
in America.
Well, most deaths of celebrities doesn't affect
okay,
their day. But it would stop the news cycle.
No, the majority of men in America would be filtering through news on social media that Oprah passed away to get to the NFL news. Same thing with Taylor Swift. I understand she's a global icon.
Mm-hmm.
She's super famous. It would be terrible if that were to happen.
Absolutely.
But the majority of guys would not care, so that news would still filter through.
But Kimmy's point, you still have to deal with it when you get home because of your family.
Yeah. But what I'm saying today, there have already been trades done that I can't see because my entire social media feed on every social media site that I'm on is nothing but politics because today is the election day. Mm. Outside of something horrific happening or an election, there is nothing else that could happen in the news that would gobble up even a primetime NFL game.
Hmm.
Let me put it this way. God, I feel so terrible now. If Oprah were to pass away, you would still get your normal numbers for a Thursday night football game. Hmm. There, I said it. Sorry, Oprah. And she would understand, having been in the TV game as long as she was.
What about Taylor Swift?
I think so.
Would they have to put a candle in the skybox of Mahomes and Kansas City?
Even if you watch, but to his point, even if you were watching Thursday Night Football, it would be mentioned at some point.
All right, let me put it this way. The NFL, again, it's the NFL trade deadline. They moved it back a week this year to give teams a better shot at knowing where they were so more trades would happen. It just happened to coincide with the presidential election this year, and it won't be a problem every 3 years, but every 4 years we'll have to deal with this. The NFL in the early 1980s was not the juggernaut it is now. We can agree?
No, absolutely.
Okay. When John Lennon was killed, they mentioned it on Monday Night Football, and they continued on with
the game. They did.
Howard Cosell was the first man to tell America that John Lennon had been shot.
Yeah.
And they kept playing a Monday Night Football game. So they you to tell me that any of those celebrities would swallow up NFL, you're wrong.
Taylor Swift is bigger than John Lennon. I'm not saying she's not more important. I'm not saying she's more important. I'm just saying she's just a bigger celebrity. By far. She's a bigger celebrity.
If you watch the live stream, you can see the face I'm making.
Yeah.
There's no words for this face, but I'm making a face. Kimmy, Tommy Mulay said that Taylor Swift is a bigger celebrity than John Lennon
will ever be.
I think he's right now because your kids, do your kids know who John Lennon is?
No, they can care
less. That's what I mean. Like, I know what you're saying. In the grand scheme of things, John Lennon is the bigger celebrity, but more young people, a lot of younger people have no idea who he is.
Don't care.
I don't even have words to say to you right now. And you know.
And by the way, Taylor Swift like brings people from all sides in.
Not like the Lennon Beatles.
They pushed out.
The Beatles. The Beatles don't bring people.
I'm pretty sure the FBI is not following Taylor Swift.
Oh, you sure about that? You sure about that? Maybe not now, but 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Now we're in a discussion about what terrible thing would have to happen.
John Lennon never got to meet Andy Reid.
Are you sure about that? Didn't John Lennon shake his hand after he was a kid doing that punt, pass, and kick competition? Let's talk to Johnny. Hey, Johnny, you're on CMF, buddy. What's up?
As always, I agree with Tommy. It's Taylor Swift. However, it wouldn't be the death of Taylor Swift. It would be the abduction of Taylor Swift. She's being held ransom.
What Bond movie would that come out of?
Everybody would watch that and not turn it off until the finale.
Okay, so Taylor Swift would have to be
abducted.
On live television, abducted by someone.
With a ransom.
Where we knew where they were so they could keep the camera trained on that thing.
Yeah.
Johnny, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Okay, I will give you one exception with Johnny.
I'm a little nervous about how all of our minds are working right now. Should we be worried?
I think that we've all gone through a lot the last couple of years, we can forgive ourselves for what's happening here. Okay.
What's going on?
O.J. Simpson's chase happens today. Does that swallow up an NFL Sunday?
Wow. Because I remember going over to somebody's house. I just started working here, one of the sales guys, and we were watching the NBA Finals.
Yeah, it was the Rockets and...
Yeah, it was Houston and I want to say the Knicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Elijah. I remember it was the Twin Towers of Houston, right?
Yep.
Elijah Wan and Samson.
You got it.
The only reason I remember any of that stuff is because of the O.J. trial or the chase that night.
Yeah.
That could do it. I mean, that really stopped everything.
But the NFL wasn't as big as it was, and it was the NBA, not the NFL playing.
Right.
David Hasselhoff's Coast to Coast pay-per-view concert was that night, too. I'm not making that up.
Yeah, he got shafted. He lost a lot of money.
Any chance I have to tell this story, then we'll move on. I'm sorry. David Hasselhoff from Baywatch.
Yeah.
Who he was a massive rock star in like Eastern Europe.
Yeah, Germany.
Germany specifically, when the wall came down, David Hasselhoff gave a concert on top of the Berlin Wall. You could look it up. The night of the O.J. Chase, yeah. They did a pay-per-view event where they were going to introduce, in massive concert form, David Hasselhoff to America.
Yeah.
This was going to be his kickstart to his music career, and they just by random scheduled the night of the O.J. Simpson Chase. It's a great story. All right. Everybody on hold.
We hope everybody's safe. Today.
Obviously, you idiot.
This is just chit-chat.
You did this.
No, you asked me.
I asked what event, and you started going death, kidnapping, poison.
I don't even think people know what we're talking about anymore.
John Lennon sucks, according to Tommy.
No, he doesn't suck. He's just not that great.
Yeah, okay. Whatever you say, Hoover.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.